The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
All right, Craig, thank you. This segment, we have been covering a lot of the San Luis Obispo International Film Festival. Sky, the executive director, was with us on Monday. And yesterday we had the actor Bo Bridges join us. Today, I can't believe she's here. Look who's here, the one, the only, Haley Nenendahl. Where have you been?
Oh, it's so good to be back in the studio here. Nice. I've been kind of traveling all over the place.
You used to live here. Now you're out there in the netherworld.
Born and raised here. But yeah, out in the netherworld, which is what we're here to talk about today.
What brings you back to town? The festival, of course, Dave.
Of course, absolutely. We're so excited. Have a screening this Sunday.
Let's talk about the screening before we bring Rob into the conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, the Slo Film Fest starts this Thursday. But this Sunday, and you know, there's screenings all day, every day, some really strong programming this year. We have a film called Four Down that's playing with Dogtown and Z-Boys at the Fremont this Sunday, the 28th. The show starts at 5:30 at the Fremont in downtown Slo.
How did you meet Rob?
Well, that's a long story, but I'll keep it short. I'll give you a short version. Since you've talked to me, I was working for an environmental film company in Dallas, Texas. We were given the money to make a film about someone in Dallas, Texas, doing something good for the environment. And I came across Four Down Skate Park and met Rob Cahill. He is one of the co-founders. He will be here for the screening along with the other co-founder, Mike Crum. I walked into the gates, he would say, I handed him my card and said, we've got to do something together. But I think I really just said, this is a film and we've got to make it.
And when we say Four Down, it's the number 4, DWN.
Correct.
All right. So why are we babbling? Let's welcome Rob Cahill to the broadcast. Rob, good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, congratulations on the documentary. I had the pleasure of watching it, and I was really impressed by your commitment on any number of levels. How do you feel having seen the film?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, it's tough to see yourself, but I'm impressed with what the filmmakers, with what Haley and Clay and Danny were able to do. And, you know, she wasn't lying. She walked right through our gate, met us, saw what was going on, and said, we're going to do something. Put my name in your phone. She wasn't lying, man. She really made a movie happen.
What was it about his story that was so compelling for you, Haley?
I don't know. I mean, the moment you see it, it's kind of hard not to know it. But I don't know. I mean, Rob and Mike together have created this skate park in Dallas that is uplifting community, that is feeding families, that is just kind of doing. It's a really positive story coming out of Dallas, Texas. And I'll just be honest, you don't always hear a lot of positive stories coming out of Dallas, Texas. Yeah. It's a really inspiring thing. And I think that anybody who, whether or not you're a skater, it resonates with you.
I would also follow up on that and saying we don't hear enough positive stories from anywhere.
I think that's true.
Right. And so this is an extremely positive story. And Rob, just on bio, you're 50 years old.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and skateboarding saved your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I was so lucky to find that four-wheel freedom at a young age in my life, you know, and I could kind of, like, live in my imagination in rural Texas and look at those magazines, you know, with people like Stacy Peralta and others in it, right? And just imagine I was in California, so I would just go in empty parking lots or schoolyards or whatever, and imagine I was in California. Imagine I was with the Bones Brigade, and then here we are about to be with Stacy Peralta there at the festival. It's really, really cool.
And Haley's going to remind our listeners why Stacy Peralta is such a big deal.
Oh my goodness! I mean, Stacy is the father of skateboarding. He made Dogtown and Z-Boys. The film Four Down is playing in front of Dogtown and Z-Boys, and Stacy's coming in from Cayucas to get on stage with Mike Crum, Rob Cahill, Kareem Campbell, and the director of Four Down, Danny Schmidt, will also be here. And they're going to have a conversation around skateboarding culture and skate community and how it can uplift others.
And Rob, this is all impressive, but what's particularly impressive to me is that you're just not a skateboarding guy. I know several men over the age of 50 who still skateboard, and that's fine. But you and your colleagues are doing so much more. So take a minute and kind of explain some of the community service work that you're doing.
Wow. Well, I appreciate the question. You know, we're talking about Dallas. We're talking about the South. We're talking about a city with some of the most incredible disparity in the entire country. To give you an example, it's for a city over 1 million people, it's got the most millionaires per capita, but yet over 90% of the kids in the ISD are at or below poverty level, as an example, right? Not to mention that basically the whole entire South half of the city, 48% according to the USDA, is in a food desert, certified food desert, with a USDA-defined parameters there. It's not just a loose term we're making up. So these people literally have no access to any kind of healthy food. And so you can imagine all the numerous, you know, cascading different problems that go from that. So, you know, we always opened up celebrating skate culture through skateboarding, art, music, food, fashion, you know, the things that express culture, right?
Right.
But along the way, you know, being skateboarders and just sort of applying that, you know, better, bigger, further, faster sort of never-ending process of trying to learn and move forward. And that's really what our name means, Four Down, means rolling forward together. Once you start on these practices, you start uncovering things and examining things and breaking them down, you know, just following that similar process of skateboarding, you end up learning quite a bit about anything you focus that on, right? You see a lot of skaters end up being great entrepreneurs or artists or whatever, because that process that we learn, you know, by hurling our bodies around, well, you could apply it to a lot of other things. And in our case, we applied it to how do we make a great impact in a city that has absolute incredible disparity. And all these kids just remind us, you know, me and Kareem, we grew up in imperfect situations, you know, and you know, Crum had his own challenges. So we all had a lot of empathy, and we can really identify with all these generations under us. And skateboarding in particular is very intergenerational, you know. It's one of the rare things that you might find someone who's like 8 with someone who's like 48, and they're doing the same thing and on the same level at the same time. You know what I mean?
What's the formula? You quote this twice, and at least twice in the movie. IDY plus.
You're talking about NBD, so never been done.
Right.
That's a skateboard thing, right?
Right.
Times DIY, which is a cultural thing. You know, everyone's do it yourself.
Yeah.
So, in as much as we can do things for ourselves, in other words, be empowered, right? And then never been done. It's just like, why don't we look for things and try to be innovative? Why don't, you know, as a skateboarder, particularly a street skateboarder, any environment I go into, I'm looking for the opportunities. I'm looking at the world through a different lens. So, you know, you look at the world that isn't designed for you, things that aren't designed for your desire, your purpose, whatever, and you find a way to hack it, right? So it's just looking at this, like, how do I reuse or somehow reinterpret this resource, this environment, whatever, in a way that's cool and interesting and hopefully impactful, right? And then how do we do it ourselves? In other words, we don't really need a lot of permission from outside authorities or you know, big businesses or government or anything like that. You know what I mean? We'll take it if they want to give it to us, but we won't exchange our freedom for it, right?
Yeah.
So we'll always reserve the right to do for ourselves.
So what's that like to walk into his operation? What do you see there, Haley? I mean, then the documentary shows a lot of food being gathered and distributed.
It is. There is so much energy when you walk into Four Down. On top of what these guys are doing, they have so many volunteers every week on Sundays when there's, Rob, I'm blanking on what you guys call Sunday for a second.
Well, it's a food rescue and distribution, because 40% of all food goes to waste, and here we are in a huge food desert. So we gather food 7 days a week, and we do distributions on Sundays and Wednesdays, and it's entirely volunteer-driven.
40% of food is wasted. Wow.
Astronomical. Meanwhile, the food system creates roughly about 25% of all the environmental problems. So add that up, and then toss in a couple food deserts in every major big city, and it's a really weird problem, right?
Let's remind folks that we are here with Rob Cahill, and Haley Nennendahl. Haley, let's remind folks what's happening on Sunday, please.
Yeah, this Sunday at the Slow Film Festival, there is a screening of Four Down with Dogtown and Z-Boys. That is at 5:30 at the Fremont Theater. You can get tickets on slowfilmfestival.org or come in person and buy your ticket at the Fremont.
And Rob is going to be there in person. When did the film come out?
How long has it been? It premiered basically a year ago tomorrow.
So what's it been like this last year for you, Rob? What kind of reaction have you gotten to the film? How has it changed your life?
Well, thank you for asking. And it's really been a... God, it's like nothing else, Haley. And I really thank you guys for making the film. It's really been interesting, just the world of film festivals, but also just seeing people's reaction through that particular medium. You know, film is such a powerful art medium. And I've always been interested in it, and I didn't know that we would one day be the subject of it. And in particular, you know, how people react to Zion, our young star, and everything that he's gone through and how his story has eventually unfolded is just is incredible. And it's crazy that a lot of times at the end of the film or even during it, I see people crying, and I'm thinking to myself, it's weird because some people think it's hopeful and other people have a broken heart. But maybe those two things aren't exclusive, right?
Yeah, I can understand both of those reactions having watched the film. And just to underscore, this is a short film. It's less than 20 minutes.
17 minutes.
Right. Yeah. Haley, talk about the reaction, what the last year has been like.
I mean, I think we made it and from a gut level knew it was going to hopefully move a lot of people. What's incredible is where it premiered is at Five Point. Huge thanks to them. They're out in Carbondale, Colorado. It won the Audience Award for its first festival, which I feel like is a huge honor. It means the people who watched it loved it the most, which is pretty incredible. What I'll also say is pretty cool is Dickies Skateboarding has come on as a sponsor for the film, and they match dollar for dollar donated to Four Down from the film.
Wow.
And so they really want to champion Four Down as an incredible, important piece.
Rob, you beat me to mentioning Zion, 11-year-old boy. How is he doing, and how has he been affected by the movie?
He's doing well. You know, I don't know if you know his backstory. It's a bit heavy. I could give it to you guys. It depends on if you have time or not. But
sure.
You know, there's a lot going on in the young man's life that we're not able to squeeze in a short film. And in particular, basically two weeks after the film wrapped, although we couldn't really address it, a very complex situation. He was the sole witness to the murder of his aunt, Tatiana Jefferson, nearly 3 years prior when he was just a little kid, when she was babysitting him and they were playing video games in her bedroom. And a Fort Worth police officer crept in the backyard, shot her through the window and killed her.
I remember
when she opened the window to look through, right? And that was on national news.
Like, I remember
that.
Yeah.
So this young man took the stand 2 weeks after the film wrapped on live television and had grown men that are very good at their jobs do anything and everything to trick him up. And he held his own, man. He spoke his truth, and that resulted in a very rare thing, especially for some place like Texas, which is the conviction of a police officer. And then the city has since awarded him and his little brother Zayden, who's also in the movie, a decent civil award. And he's living with his mother. His mother, unfortunately, she was ill with heart failure this entire time. And to tell you the truth, you know, when we were talking about the film, she candidly spoke about the fact that she more than likely wouldn't be around to see the film, and that she wanted her sons to be in it, and she wanted to interact with them, and maybe it might be one more thing that could help them remember her. And when I see a particular scene that's in the film, it really chokes me up. You know, so it's, you only hear her on the phone because, of course, she's in the hospital and she can't leave because she's experiencing heart failure during the film. But, you know, those kids are so resilient and they're amazing. And unfortunately, she did pass, but she got to see justice for her sister in the conviction of the police officer. And in the meantime, the boys, Zion and Zayden, they now live with with Amber's sister, Ashley, Aunt Ashley, who's a good friend of ours and close to us as well. So we get to maintain a relationship with Zion and Zayden and Ashley and, make the best of what is an overall really tough situation. But we were so proud of how of how Zion was able to, you know, anyone who's ever taken the stand in any kind of case knows that it's a daunting thing. So imagine being on national TV in a murder case as the sole witness, right, for 2 days. So he really was amazing, and what an amazing kid.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and chat more with my guests. I'm Dave Congleton. We're live, we're local, we're hometown. If you're joining us, we're continuing our focus on the San Luis Obispo International Film Festival. It kicks off tomorrow, runs all the way through next Wednesday. In studio, we have Haley Nenendahl. Also joining us from Texas, we have Rob Cahill. Haley, let's remind folks what's happening on Sunday, please.
Yeah, this Sunday at the Fremont, starting at 5:30, there is a screening of Four Down with Dogtown and Z-Boys. Special guests, Mike Crum, Rob Cahill, Stacy Peralta, Cream Campbell, and the Four Down director, Danny Schmidt. It's going to be an incredible night.
What's the connection to Danny Schmidt? What should we know about him?
Oh, he's the director of Four Down.
Yeah, how'd you, have you worked with him before?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I had seen a couple of his films. He made this film about a skate park in India called Janwar. And I walked up to him and I said, I have a film you need to make. And then he started seeing me posting on social media about Four Down. And at that time, it was a lot of drawings of what they have now built at Four Down. And he was like, I have to go there. I have to be a part of it. And we basically made sure each other were a part of it.
Yeah, fair enough. So, Rob, back to you. I'm not a skateboarder. Explain the term four down for us, please.
Four wheels down, baby. It's about It's about success, right? It's about finding your way to success and not worrying about what you had to do to get there, right?
So it's a state of mind as much as anything else.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And now it even applies just to our entire community, right? It's about like, we're just solutions based. We're trying to find a way to roll forward together, right? That's really what it is.
I like it. Has the city of Dallas stepped in to help you at all? Do you get any support at all for what you're trying to do?
You know what I mean? There's been the best of times and the worst of times. It just sort of depends. It depends. I'd rather have friends than foes. When they're helpful, that's good.
I would just think they'd be grateful for what you're doing, but who knows?
You'd think. Yeah. You'd think. We're in a weird place, man. You know, Dallas in the South is a lot different from California.
Yeah, sure is.
And it's just a different place, bro.
So, having said that, what do you want people to take away from the documentary?
Man, that's a great question. You know, I mean, for one thing, I think that we have to basically ask ourselves. You know, we're facing a lot of things in numerous systems in our world, in our culture, in our country, are let's say outdated, not performing well, and in fact headed in unsustainable directions, we could say, right? However, we're humans, and we're incredibly innovative, and there's this thing that happens, you know, you could call it, I don't know, like the Mamba mentality or something like that. There's some special thing that humans have that, you know, sometimes what's possible can outperform what's probable, right? And so that's our definition of hope. So I would just say, you know, why don't we try our best to cooperate? You know what I mean? Let's try our best to collaborate, and we can achieve a whole lot together and have some reason for hope.
Haley, what do you want people to take away?
I didn't know it would be turned on to me. I don't know how I follow that. Actually, can I just ask Rob a question?
Sure.
Rob, how do you keep doing what you do? Like, how do you keep your positivity and hope?
Man, that's a good question too. And you know what's funny is that the answer to this question I've actually discovered in the process of all these film festivals that you've sent me to, Haley, time and time again, because we do get worn down. And the thing that makes it all possible is the perpetual emotion, right? In this world, we're grinding down. There's everything, all these forces against us, wearing us down. But guess what? The power of community, the power of encouragement, you know what I mean? It really does put wind in your sails. So, you know, just connecting with communities, especially when we get out of the community and go to places like San Luis Obispo and meet new friends and feel like we're not alone. Just the feeling that you're not alone and that there's, kindred spirits out there, it really does help to sustain.
So you keep sending them to film festivals.
Well, the film keeps getting into film festivals. You know, what's cool is Five Point, that first festival we premiered at, has been doing kind of a traveling festival across the country, and they've invited Rob to come and speak a couple times. And I think the film has actually made an impact on food policy and kind of what other towns are doing. I just think kind of implanting ideas. I mean, I see Four Down and I'm like, how's there not a Four Down in California? It makes sense. Food grows from the ground like crazy here, and we have the systems in place to kind of protect something like Four Down. I think that I did want to answer your question. I just wanted to ask Rob a question real quick. I think that what I would love for people to walk away from this film with, you know, Danny, the director, and I keep wondering why it's doing so well, why it's playing in so many festivals. And I think it is a story of hope. And I think that right now that is what people need. I think people need a positive story.
I'll give my personal opinion. I've never been on a skateboard. I'd never get on a skateboard. I don't get skateboarding, but I love this film because it wasn't about skateboarding.
Yeah.
Well, to a skateboarder, it may be. I mean, no offense to Rob, but it's so much more.
Yeah.
And even if you're not into skateboarding at all, you really should come see this movie because you'll just be blown away by what Rob is doing.
Yeah.
All right, one last time.
We're lucky.
Yeah. One last time, please. Haley, what's happening Sunday?
One more time. This Sunday at the Fremont, 5:30, there's a double screening, two films playing, Four Down and Dogtown and Z-Boys, with a lot of special guests. Show starts at, or doors at 5:30, show starts at 6:30, Fremont with the Slow Film Festival.
Rob, thanks so much for joining us. Anything you want to say in closing?
No, just seriously, I'm just so thankful and just so grateful, so thank you.
You're not going to skateboard here this weekend, are you?
No way. It's my wife's 21st anniversary. Right. I'm going to be on some romantic stuff at the beach.
All right, well, TMI there. All right, final thoughts, Haley?
Just hope to see everybody out on Sunday. Hope to see you out this whole weekend at Slow Film Fest.
Fair enough. Thank you, folks. Off we go. News, traffic, weather. Here comes the 4 o'clock hour. I'm Dave Congleton.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slow County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.